Allstate.com today.
The campaign is going to be ugly, pitting Barack Obama against Mitt Romney, if there's any sign of that. Certainly what happened with a Democratic strategist opening up her lips and saying that Ann Romney wouldn't know how women vote. It's just the first grenade that's been tossed. What a way to start the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thrilled as pieces, as always, to be here with you. And I know I hear your cries of what is the phone number. We did, after many years, switch the number. And it's, trust me, for very, very good reasons. And it's a great number because I can actually remember it. So I think once you get used to it, you'll get it. You'll get it. It's easy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Hey, speaking of numbers, we're going to start here. We've got North Korea with a bogus missile that fell apart once again. This is the third time it's happened to them. And we have Hillary Rosen, more reaction to what she had to say on CNN. She's a political pundit there, and she's tight with the White House. She's a Democratic strategist, and she made a comment that has bit her in the butt, as they say. So we'll jump to that, too, as well. And we got some other odds and ends that are wild that we're going to fill in the blanks with. That's Friday, wacky Friday. But first, let's go to the numbers that I was mentioning, some other ones. In this new poll, and this is music to a lot of people's ears, the new poll out by Fox showed that Mitt Romney would edge out the incumbent President Obama as his approval ratings are suddenly dropping like an anchor in the middle of some pretty deep water. So he's got a slim edge over the president in a head-to-head matchup. How slim? Romney would top Obama 46% to 44% if the election were held right now. Now, as always, whenever you take one of these polls, we can pull it apart and say, you know, there's a margin of error with sampling, and it's right in that wheelhouse. And it was in the wheelhouse the last time when it was reversed. So what it does say, and yes, I know it's Fox, and you could say Fox is slanted or CNN slanted or Rasmussen slanted. People always throw that up whenever you say there's a poll. This poll, to give you more specifics about it, was actually done Monday through Wednesday. So check it out on Tuesday. Rick Santorum suspends his presidential bid. That gives Romney the path to run across the bridge, ultimately, into Tampa and say, I'm here. So Republicans, 42%, more Republicans than Democrats, 32%, or independents, 34%, those are your percentages, say they're extremely interested in the upcoming presidential election. That's good news. You think we'll have record turnout when it comes to the vote? Which, by the way, is the sidebar. I don't get. People, power to the people. Exercise that right to vote. Don't be a curmudgeon and say, oh, it's already determined the outcome. I'm not going to go vote. Go vote. Be proud. Be loud. Go there. Make sure you're registered to vote, for goodness sake. You know, if more people voted, you could have some say in the election. Certainly locally, we know that. And I think when it comes to Congress, it might be a little bit different presidential-wise because of the Electoral College and whatnot. But still, it's very important to vote. So let's continue down this path of the Fox poll, because I want to give you the juice of this so you get where it's coming from. The strength of party support in this matchup between Romney and Obama is pretty much dead even. 85% of the Democrats back Obama, 85% of the Republicans back Romney. And among the highly sought-after group of independents, which they are, the poll found 43% back Romney, 37% Obama. 1 in 4 independent voters, which is 21%, are undecided or won't vote for either of the major parties. Woohoo! Yeah, we're sick of it. Everybody keeps saying, you know, I angled for the third party a while ago because nothing was getting done. So anyway, last month, independents split evenly between Obama and Romney at 40%. In February, Romney had a 9-point advantage. So with women, because so much was made about Romney and women, and we're going to get to hold the whole Ann Romney thing and the comments from Hillary Rosen and all that. Trust me, we've got a ways to go here. The poll shows that the gender gap might not be a problem for, might solely be a problem for the Republican candidates. Women are more likely to back Obama, 49-41%. Men give their support to Romney, 52-38%. But an exit poll showed women voted for Obama, remember, over Republican John McCain by 13 percentage points. Historically, though, those polls show women have backed the Democrat over the Republican in the presidential elections. However, there are signs that that could turn around, and obviously the war for women is on because of the fuels that were ignited in so many people by the comments that Hillary Rosen made in saying that Ann Romney wouldn't know how women vote because she was a stay-at-home mom. So that brought a lot of people out of the woodwork, including some of those independent women who were furious over what she said and realized that because it's so heavily tied to, she's so heavily tied to the Democratic Party, which is why so many strategists, Democratic strategists, have come out to make sure to hammer home the point that that was a mistake, and they didn't even say the word mistake, just that they certainly think that women who stay at home have an important role and opinion and all that other sort of stuff. But once the cat's out of the bag, it's very tough to get that cat to go back in the bag. Will it have any kind of major repercussions for the Obama campaign? Probably not, but it gives Romney another added little edge as he's moving along this weekend, things to talk about, and it once again plays into something that I brought up on the show coincidentally maybe about a week or so ago when I said, who is the best asset for a person running for president, a guy running for president? And it's his wife. How much of the likability factor of the potential first lady is important? It can make a difference in going out there and talking to people and stumping for votes, because that's what you're doing. In a different way, let's face it, the way we handle our campaigns, it is like a beauty pageant. Get to know me, get to like me, get to love me, get to vote for me. And that's important for Mitt Romney. So this gives them something that they can play up. Because, listen, Ann Romney is likable. I said this. She's definitely a likable person. I've come in contact with her personally just once, and she was very lovely. And I think that she connects with many of the voters. So the comment from Hillary Rosen just helps that. It ups the ante. And I wouldn't be happy if I was a Democrat who was pushing to get Obama elected, David Axelrod, who is behind the campaign for Obama. He was enraged and immediately came out and said something and apologized and all that other stuff and distanced himself from the remark because he realizes this is a little bit of a leg up. Even if it's just brief, it's something that can absolutely, absolutely be used. Hey, we just scratched the surface. Coming up, are you stunned that North Korea failed again? Being put out there as a provocative act, and it certainly is. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're going to let it roll. It is kind of Freaky Friday. So I think the big story of the last couple of days, and why not, as I said, it plays into what I coincidentally was saying. Politically speaking, the first wife can be pretty vital to the person who's running for president. I think they're very vital. Because, look, that's a partnership. Somebody who's been by their side for however long, they know their positives, their negatives, their... basically pretty much anything that's happened for however the length of the marriage has gone on, and certainly in almost all these cases, in fact, in all of them, in as I, as far back as I can go, there's children in the marriage, right? So Ann Romney has five kids, and that's what she did. She had five kids. So you've got this Democratic strategist, Hillary Rosen. It's just easy to pounce on her, though. I mean, she's a sitting duck for this one, or she made herself one. She has had to apologize for attacking Romney, and I'm sure immediately all of the heavy hitter Democrats jumped on the phone and said, "What were you thinking?" And so she did, you know, because Romney, Ann Romney, is the wife of the presumptive Republican presidential candidate, because we're presuming that, for criticizing her choice to be a stay-at-home mom. She apologized, but she's already, it's too late. I mean, she already set the grenade out there and it blew up on the Democrats. And so I went through a whole bunch of stuff with that. But, you know, the key thing here is, as I said, it gives the Romneys something that they can use as they're out there, because it was just, she just handed it to them. She just handed them the "You're a mom, it doesn't matter" card. Even if she didn't mean for it to come out that way, it did. I mean, it's gonna be a wild campaign. Let's just say that. And so Mitt Romney, of course, said they're attacking me. That's fine, but it doesn't. To go after my wife because she's a mother, and like I said, there you go. How easy is that? Family is family off limits in campaigns. Well, supposedly there is a gentleman's agreement that family is off limits, but it doesn't always turn out that way. Let's say doesn't always happen. Politics isn't nice. So nasty comments flung in the direction of Ann Romney just, fires up the whole hater thing. And she definitely gave him a leg. Let's say that. Definitely gave him a leg to stand on. All right, as I said, let's mix it up here on the show. We got grilled cheese. It's National Grilled Cheese Day. We got wild comments about Ann Romney. And believe it or not, we have some other things happening probably right there in your own backyard as you struggle to make it all stay together. You're not so much thinking every moment about what's going on in Florida or what's happening on the national scene with the politics, because that's going to continue to drag on. And we know, we got this face-off of Obama and Romney. But there's something else that happened that I think you'll find interesting. I've wondered this when in my own neighborhood, where sometimes I see some questionable things happen around school buses and sometimes questionable what the school bus is doing. But in Greenville, Tennessee, Tennessee Highway Patrol said that a kid was killed when he was hit by a school bus. And when I was a kid, my best friend's sister was dragged down the highway by a school bus, and thank God, her name's Teresa Reed. Thank God she survived, but it was very scary when that happened. And in this case, you had a 12-year-old, and the bus was making the first pickup of the day, and it was right before 7 o'clock, and the boy's brother or sibling had already boarded the bus. So can you imagine what that was like? I mean, my heart was in my throat when I read just a little bit of information that was out there. I can't even think what possibly the other kid was thinking and how that happened. So, the one gets on the bus, and then the other kid gets hit. They're trying to figure out if they're going to charge. I mean, they're looking, they're investigating it and trying to figure out if they're going to have any charges. But was it just a question of not seeing the kid, or, what happened? And with school buses, it's like the whole seatbelt. The things that happen sometimes on school buses, it's like the thing with bouncing around on the bus, and how long those seats are. And there have been a lot of discussions, and some buses actually have them now, over seatbelts on the buses, because of how high you sit up and how the bus moves, and then what happens if the bus gets hit. And we've seen these tragedies before, and we'll follow up on this, because really I couldn't get very much information either, only that the kid had been killed, and that the other brother was already on the bus. So something happened, whether it was not being able to see him or running after the bus, or I don't know. But it brings up that whole thing about school zones and buses. And I've seen cars fly around. It's only happened twice, but I've seen cars fly around school buses, and I think you got to be kidding me. They put out that stop sign for a reason. I mean, there is no way you have to haul around a bus. And it's too dangerous anyway. By the time you get around that bus, who knows? You know, who knows if you got a kid crossing a street or not? And I'm just stunned by people ignoring what, you know, what's right in front of them. That they don't, that people are so, I guess, so blinded by whatever they're in a hurry for, or what's ever going on in their own life, that they, that something like getting around a school bus and not paying attention is just blowing by the school bus is how more people aren't ticketed for that. Man, I have no idea. Cause that's the, I mean, to me, that's just, that's the worst of the worst if you do that. You are asking for it. And that's why the heavy fines in the school zones. That's why the giant, which I hate them too. I mean, not the 25 zones so much because I get that. But the, you know, when they have those giant safety bumps. But usually if you look into it a little bit further, it's not just because, oh, this is a school, so we got to slow people down. But it's because they've had things happen. So I would say it's like when I jump up on my bully pulpit and I start to rail about certain, you know, sacred cows or sanctuaries, and one of them should be school. I mean, can't we get our, for goodness sake, when the kids go to school, we don't even know anymore, but can't we get the kids safe to school or relatively safe, give them a fighting chance to and from the school? And I mean, if this is an accident, which it could be, and hopefully it is because the driver, I'm sure, couldn't feel worse. But what a sad thing to happen, and especially for the other kids on the bus and the sibling. And it just made me think about school buses and what I've seen in some of these school bus, with the school bus zones and school zones and people not paying attention to what's happening. And, you know, to me, you can't say enough about the future and giving kids the chance, which is why so many of you, when we talk about the deficit, you call up and you're furious, because what are you handing down? What's the legacy? What are you handing down to the future generations? And, you know, we got to protect our kids, whether it's through getting them to and from school and in school, or whether it's from the politics that will destroy their lives as they get older, because they'll be so far down the debt rabbit hole they can't climb their way out. All right, we're going to lighten the load again as we're going to turn to movies, our cheap movie review, next on ATN.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And catch a flick or the Madonna concert. Apparently, Madonna is struggling, by the way, on that front after having a lot of success for a long time. They had to, like, just reduce her what they were selling her album for, and it just really tanked on the charts. So I wonder what that's about. I don't know. I just read something about it, but she did well, apparently, if you remember, in the Super Bowl, and then she's got this tour coming up, but I wonder ticket sales and all that kind of stuff, how it's going. She got to think, who are the concert goers and what's the competition like out there? And, you know, has Madonna played out after all of the decades that she's been able to survive? The song you just heard was so early Madonna. I mean, that's back in the days when she was wearing, she wasn't wearing cones on her chest, and she was still relatively new, let's say, to the music business. But she got, the idea of being provocative and being an entertainer right from the start. And so that was her act for sure. Hey, speaking of an act that really worked well, the Three Stooges. Can you remember the Three Stooges at some point in your life, at least watching them for a brief amount of time as they've been played over and over and over again and all the movies that they've put together and, you know, just that whole slapstick thing? If you're a guy and you're listening to me, I guarantee you dig the Three Stooges. At some point you probably did. If you don't now, you did when you were a kid or a teenager. Well, the Three Stooges back. Larry, Curly, and Moe, but not the Three Stooges as they were, but still the same yuck, and the stuff, you know, the woo-woo that they did. I'm bad at that. But the stuff that they did for years, the Three Stooges did to entertain people. Let's see how it plays on the big screen. Some interesting people that you'll recognize, like Sean Hayes and Jane Lynch from Glee and some others, if you're a big follower of hers. But the Three Stooges coming to the big screen over the weekend. Here's a little sneak snippet of it.
It was a blessed day when through these hallowed gates a stranger rode and delivered unto them a miracle. This spring.
What did that guy do?
This is an iPhone.
iPhone?
Uh-huh.
Hello? There's nobody there.
Get some Mo.
Spread out.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Don't forget to dot the I's.
Larry.
He's got a headache.
No, I don't.
How about now?
Yeah, it's coming on.
And Curly.
It's still out of my...
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Oh, hiya, Sister Bernice.
There's something different about you. Did you get a haircut?
From 20th Century Fox.
You got any dynamite? Come here.
Three Stooges.
Hiya, Snook. I got your present.
Really?
Yeah, go on, open it.
Ow!
You have to love that. Involving Snooki from the Jersey Shore, that was probably a smart move because trying to suck in the younger crowd with some of those cameos. While you'll be entertained by the Three Stooges, perhaps, and their antics, something completely different. This is like one of those franchise things that goes on and on and on and on and on. It makes you wonder going to the cabin in the woods. So five friends off to the remote cabin deep into the woods. What happens? Well, only bad things are certain to happen to you in the woods, right? So here's the cabin in the woods.
Everybody ready?
Doesn't even show up on the GPS. It's unworthy of global positioning.
That's the whole point. Get off the grid, right?
Hello? I'm thinking this thing doesn't take credit cards.
Sign says closed.
We're looking for, what's it called?
Tillerman Road.
Not to get you there. Getting back. That's your concern.
Oh, this is awesome.
Whoa. No way.
The lambs have passed through the gate. They are calm to the killing floor.
Get this party started!
I seriously believe something weird is going on.
What is that thing?
We have to stay together. This isn't right. We should split up.
Yeah, good idea.
Really?
We gotta get out of here.
Somebody sent those things here to kill us.
You're missing the point. You want to see us punished. I think I can get it to go down.
All right, Cabin in the Woods. Who's going to survive? Who won't survive? This one, by the way, is rated R, and it's just under 2 hours. That might be the good news, because I think I'd be tired of the Cabin in the Woods after a while. This is a teen movie. For sure, if you went to see it, there would be teenagers every place. So if it intrigues you at all, wait until it comes out in Redbox. Here's another one that's interesting, though, called Lockout. Take a listen, and then I'll explain afterwards.
It's the world's most secure prison. It holds the planet's deadliest criminals. It's impenetrable because it's not on Earth.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. Do you dream while you're under?
I'm going to dream about you.
You want to test me?
Sit down!
He's got a gun.
Mr. President?
There's been a massive takeover on MS-1. My daughter is on a goodwill mission on that station.
There's only one man who can get her out.
Who?
Snow. He's the best there is. But he's a loose cannon.
Don't get me wrong, it's a dream vacation. I mean, I'd go into space, I'd get inside the maximum security nut house, get past all the psychos, save the president's daughter if she's not dead already. I'm thrilled that you would think of me.
Get in there.
God, I hate it.
The gravity generator will hold you up.
You gotta trust me on this.
Really?
What the hell are you doing?
I am bringing you back from the dead.
I have your attention.
Our meal ticket is a woman. We need her alive.
What the hell is happening here?
It's falling out of the sky.
Come back to me, my little lady.
Impact on the eastern seaboard in 8 minutes.
We're gonna get out of here.
What if this doesn't work?
Well, then we're probably gonna die. Don't worry, it's perfectly safe.
The simple thank you is enough.
All right, did you get the gist of that? Actually, I think this one could be pretty good. It's an orbiting prison 50 miles above the Earth. The most dangerous criminals are there. And then they're awakened, causing kind of a panic. And only one guy can rescue the president's daughter. Guy Pearce is in this. Maggie Grace is in it. I think this looks pretty good. I'm kind of interested in that one. If only we could have a prison that orbited with the worst above us 50 miles. Can you imagine?
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Heading around that final turn, we're coming off the bank, and we're going to hit you with a whole bunch of stuff that's been rattling around in my mind, including wrapping up the fact that you're going to hear this for the next 4 or 5 days, the mom wars. The stay-at-home mom, is her opinion just as valuable to the voters or not? This was a comment that was made by Hillary Rosen on CNN. She's a pundit there. And she's a Democratic strategist. The Democrats are trying to say, like David Axelrod, hey, she works for CNN. She doesn't work for the reelect Obama campaign anyway. But they still had to put out the fire, including the president himself. Take a listen to what the Prez had to say about families.
I don't have a lot of patience for commentary about the spouses of political candidates. My general view is those of us who are in public life, you know, we're fair game. Our families are civilians.
Yeah, it does bring up a good question. Are the families, I know we've talked about this before in America Tonight, are the families of people who run, should they be subjected to some of the things they've been subjected to over the years? Should you be able to go after, in a sense, the families, or is there kind of this unwritten rule, just leave them out of it? It never really turns out that way. Remember the librarian comment with Laura Bush, Teresa Hines made a comment about that, and remember throughout the years there have been other things that have happened, like the Bush twins when they were in a bar in Texas and got carded and they were underage, and then that blew up, and then there have been things about Chelsea Clinton when the Clintons were in the White House, and the Amy Carter, the Carter's daughter, and, you know, so... Especially with the kids, too, maybe even in a different way, a little bit different than the first ladies. But it's ironic that this all bubbled up, because I think that the first lady, the potential first lady, whenever you're out there, could be a big-time asset, or maybe a little bit of a subtraction. You know, either way, think of Bill Clinton when he was running, and all the things that were coming out about women and state troopers that were... blocking things for Bill Clinton, let's say, and the famous 60 Minutes interview where Hillary Clinton said she stands by her man, and then what went on to happen at the, you know, the Clinton White House. Hey, speaking of Clinton, she now goes on to be the Secretary of State, as you all know, under Barack Obama, working with him. And Syria, it's like she never gets off a plane with everything that's happening, but Syria in the wheelhouse of everyone, where they're just slaughtering people in the streets, it's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable, but it's stunning to see and hear some of what's happening there. And the Middle East has just become a cesspool for, all right, I'm going to take your rook, and we're going to up the ante here. We're getting rid of the dictator, and let's see what happens. Maybe we're going to have these elections. Maybe the Muslim Brotherhood's coming in. They could be a little bit shady, but anything's better than the last person that was in place. And, you know, it all started with Tunisia, and here we are, Syria. Syria, the worst of all, but they got nothing people want. And it's sad to see here what's happening to the folks there, where they're just getting blown away. I mean, they're just families. These are just families that tanks are rolling down the street and shooting at them or chopping their heads off. It's sad. But can we afford to jump into more of this stuff? And the answer is we don't have the horses for all of this. So the Secretary of State, however, realizes that we are in the middle of this, and we are watching, in a sense, we're watching to see what happens there. And here was some of what she had to say.
The Annan Plan is not a menu of options. It is a set of obligations. The burden of fully and visibly meeting all of these obligations continues to rest with the regime. They cannot pick and choose. If it holds, a ceasefire is an important step, but it represents just one element of the Special Envoy's plan. The United States will be watching closely to see how things develop. We are particularly interested in seeing what the developments on the ground are, and we are in contact with members of the opposition.
All right, members of the opposition. And see, that's the shaky part. What do you supply to the people who are fighting, obviously a wicked type of dictatorship, because that's what it's like to me. But at the same time, who are the guys that are going to step in that are going to be so fabulous? And this is, keeps getting played out over and over again. Look at Egypt, even go back to Tunisia, what happened there, certainly what happened in Libya. And there's still question marks. That's what it is. You know, picture you're the president and you go into the war room and you got a big map and there's the Middle East. You got four question marks and then some other shakies hanging around. And if you're King Abdullah in Jordan, you got to be concerned by what's happening, by the rising up of the people, because ultimately, how much of a foothold does he have in Saudi Arabia? You would think pretty good, but I think everything's shaky in the Middle East at this point. And certainly with Iran, don't know what's going to happen there. Talks, no talks, conversations, where are they leading? The ramping up nuclear, or, oh, no, we're just doing that for power. And I mean, you get the whole thing. And Ahmadinejad, what a stronghold he has, along with the supreme leader there, and the fact that in Iran they're far from free. Just talk to any of the women from Iran as to some of the things that have happened to them. Yeah. All right, let's squeeze in a few other things that definitely made my radar go up, including the fact that the GSA once again made up a jackass award. They did, to justify some of the things that they were doing, these dinners. And it was a fake award, just a way to hand out awards at these events. And what happens is, apparently, the longer you're there, the more chances are that you might win this award. And as we are all still reeling from the 800,000 plus spent on that 2010 Vegas romp for about 300 people every single day, another video. I mean, no kidding. There's been like four videos. Another video emerges about, haha, they can't catch us. And, you know, I'm not doing it justice. They wrap much better phrases into it. But you've got, I mean, so they create these awards to justify the reimbursement for the dinner event. So we're going to go to this dinner for the Jackass Awards. And nobody, it's just crazy. Nobody raises an eyebrow at that. Yeah, just, they say they're just goofy awards. So Daryl Issa from you know, California, the House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman, is beside himself. I mean, he's thinking of every way from Monday to Sunday and back to describe what was wasted taxpayer-wise. And it wasn't just one convention. It was a whole culture of just spending on whatever they wanted to spend on, it seems. You don't even have to dig very deep or exaggerate or twist any of the facts. They're just flat out there for everybody to see. In fact, this fall, if this hadn't been revealed, certainly some people had their Hawaiian vacations spoiled, because there were people that were going to go to Hawaii for the breaking of ground at a couple of government buildings, a handful of them in Hilo. And I think there was like three on the list. And you know what that would have cost the government? I mean, they just need to release the list of everything. We want to see it all, every dirty little secret, just to make us more enraged. They need to do away with the GSA. Eight people have bailed so far. What will happen next week? Who knows? You can always follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And, of course, all roads lead to those spots through AmericaTonight.net. Have a great weekend.